It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey, it is time every single Friday for Fit and Fabulous. This is when we do a phenomenal women's health segment, and I'm so excited about today's particular one because he has changed my life for the better. But first, of course, I would always love to introduce you to an amazing woman that I am so joyous to be a part of Girl Talk with. Say hello to, of course, Janet. How are you, love?
Good morning, Krista, and all the Jams listeners. We're going to look fabulous thanks to Dr. Bartel. Is that the deal?
Yes, honey. Super excited to have Dr. Thomas Bartel in the house. Tom, you have changed my life for the better, as you know.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely. So it is no secret that Dr. Bartel has changed my life because you changed my girls to be better than they have ever looked. And of course, it was something that I decided for quite a while that I wanted to have done are my girls because I just wasn't happy with what they looked like after breastfeeding and all that stuff. So I did some research on you, and it is true. I had a free consultation with you. We went through the whole rigmarole. Many people talked highly of you, so I did what I needed to do, and of course, that was my homework, and then I chose to share this with all the ladies of Madtown. And of course, you decided that the best fit for me was the Ideal implant.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the Ideal implant is the newest implant on the market. It is a new saline implant. It addresses the problem that many saline implants have, patients have had, especially the ones who are very thin, and I would say, Krista, you qualify, occasionally you will have a palpable rippling. In other words, the patient would be able to feel the edge of the implant, usually along the side of the chest wall. And that's really the only advantage that the silicone implants had over saline. But along comes this new implant called the Ideal implant. It is made out of the same materials, the same silastic shell and the same saline on the inside, but it has additional shells inside. It's like a waveless waterbed, and it has a significantly lower incidence of rippling. And interestingly enough, a recent report came out that has a significantly lower incidence of both capsular contracture, one of the more common complications of any kind of breast augmentation, and a significantly lower incidence of rupture rate over both any of the saline implants and the silicone implants. So this is really a superior product.
Oh, I love it. Again, it's like the most natural feeling because I remember feeling both of the options that I had, and then now I have them in my body, and they're very natural to look at, too. So I was just really happy. So I was pleased with that.
Dr. Bartel, I have some girlfriends that have also had some work from you, and they talk about the scarless, no scars from the surgery. And I've also heard that you're the only surgeon in Madison. How can that be? Because there's a lot of places that'll do a breast augmentation.
Well, I have to be kind of careful here.
Oh, okay.
I used to say that I was the only one who did it because I believed I was. And about a year ago, one of my colleagues complained to our accrediting organization that I wasn't, and this was false advertising. So I've had to redo all of my marketing. They claim that they could do this. There are other doctors who can do this procedure through the armpits the way I do. But I tell you, I've been doing this for 25 years now here in Madison, and I have yet to find a single patient from another practice who's had it done through the armpit.
That's now, right, girl.
Now, if anyone can come up with a patient who's had a scarless breast augmentation done by another surgeon, please let me know. So I can't really say that I'm the only one, but boy, I tell you, if you want it done by a scarless technique, you really know where to come.
Yeah, and that's so right. Then let's rephrase it. Why do you think you're one of the few?
Thank you. Keep me out of trouble.
Yeah.
it really comes down to training. If you don't learn how to do a technique or a procedure when you're in your residency training, you tend not to do it when you're out in practice because you just don't have the confidence to take on a new procedure, or you don't have the time to learn to go get yourself retrained.
Right.
And I've been doing this because I learned how to do it in my training. And I realized at that time that this was really the best way to do a breast augmentation, instead of leaving a permanent scar on the chest, do it without. And I literally, this car, eventually I can't even find the silly thing. So, you know, if I can't find it, no one else is.
Well, let's hope no one's examining your armpit.
That's right. You know, and I work out, of course, and it is true. You just get one small little incision in each armpit and they fade away, just like any scar. So you can't even tell. So it's absolutely phenomenal in that. So Tom, tell us a little more about why you use saline implants versus the silicone.
Well, I like saline a lot. I like it much better than silicone. Saline is, of course, very safe. If that stuff ever did get out of you, the implant into you, it's your body simply absorbs it. And that does not happen very often because these implants are guaranteed to last your lifetime. And if you ever did leak, you get a free one. I like saline because you can continue to have mammograms later in life. Whereas with silicone, usually it's recommended that you have MRI scans. And those are very expensive. And your insurance company is not going to pay for it because of the breast implant. I like saline a lot because these implants are adjustable in the operating room. And each implant comes with a minimum fill volume and a maximum fill volume. And I can use that range to first correct any size asymmetry that I see. And second, if I don't think we quite got you where you wanted to be, I can do something about it. Whereas with a silicone implant, it comes from the factory. You put it in, boom, that's all you do. There's nothing I can do about it. And since implants are not just under the skin or the breast, they're under the muscle. They're deep inside you. So an implant, no matter what it's made of, is simply pushing what you naturally have forward. You see? So what you see and feel on the outside is you. It's not implant.
Right.
So this whole argument about what feels more natural, silicone versus saline, I think is silly. You know, the doctors who use silicone, they'll take a silicone implant and a saline implant and they'll put it on their desk there and they say, okay, which one feels more like a breast? And you feel it and you say, okay, well, I think the silicone does. Well, that's true when it's sitting on the desk.
Right, right.
But when it's deep inside you, it's just no matter what, it's just taking up space, pushing you forward. So that's the reasons I like to use saline.
I also like it as well because at one time, you know, it's true, one breast is going to be larger than the other. And I remember you telling me at that time, that gives you an option to, correct that for women as well. You can't do that with the silicone.
Give you better symmetry. And, you know, I think most women are a little bit different on each side. Mm-hmm. Humans don't come symmetrical. That's just not the way they are.
Right.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because all the friends that I've talked to, the women that I've spoken with over the years, I guess I always had sort of an impression or stereotype of who got a breast implant. They just wanted bigger breasts. And I found out that's so not true. A lot of it was balance. They want balance. They want symmetry from hips to chest. Or like your case, Krista, breastfeeding really changes the look.
Yeah,
and if there's something
absolutely.
You can do about it
to
make you feel better, why not do it?
It's very true. This is something that I think a women should take pride in knowing that you can do something that makes you feel good. I could never make that decision for myself. I don't care what I did. I can't change the way my girls are. So the deflated look, I finally got a more full and voluptuous look, and I feel more womanly. I don't know. That's just how I feel. I just feel, better.
And good, at least half the patients that I do this procedure for are women like you who have had children, have breastfed, lost what they had, and simply wanted it back. That's all. They didn't want to, be up swinging around a pole. They wanted to.
I love it.
Poles for you, Krista. Huh?
No, I did not want the basketball look. And I will tell you also what I loved about Dr. Bartel in your procedure. You told me, Krista, I will make sure that you are natural looking. You come out natural. I will not go bigger than what your body will take. I remember you telling me that.
And my patients are the ones who choose their size.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these docs who say, I know what's best for you. I will select your size. No. Patients pick their own size from my before and after books. If they pick something that is not going to work, I will let them know. But in almost all cases, they're the ones who pick their size.
You know, Krista, I actually know someone that was almost 60 years old, and she had thought about implants for years.
Yeah.
And finally, she was like, what am I waiting for?
Right.
Till I'm 70?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
So she went ahead. So, Dr. Bartel, mm-hmm. if, of course, I'm asking for a friend or maybe even two friends, if someone's interested in talking with you about this, and how do they go about it? Do they call? Do they stop in? What's best?
Sure. Well, first, the place the people stop is usually the website.
Uh-huh.
Where you can get a lot of good information. You can mm-hmm. see a lot of befores and afters. You learn a little bit about me. And then the next step would simply be call the office, find a time with Katie, a free consult. They come in and chat with me, get to know me a little bit. They get to see a lot more befores and afters. I explain exactly how I do the procedure and what the whole process is like. They get a folder that has a firm price quote and financing options and brochures and all the information you need to make a decision. You can even chat with Katie, who is my office manager.
Love her.
Who's had the procedure done. She's not shy at all about talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, she's not shy about much. I
No,
know,
she's great. Yeah, very welcoming. So,
and then you take they take it home. They read through it. If they have any questions, you can call me or come on back and chat again. If at some point a patient decides, yes, this is for me, then you call back Katie and arrange an operating time.
Sounds like no pressure.
No pressure at all. And I just have to put it out there because I know, because I am a very happy person that has been a year now. It's crazy. March 30th.
Has it been a year?
Yeah, it's been a year already since I've had my girls. But it's wonderful, too, because Dr. Bartel has a beautiful accredited facility where you go. And you've also chosen your team that you work with on a daily basis. So you can't get that anywhere else. So
I've got the
it's comforting.
Best team in town.
Yeah. So there you have it. Again, Dr. Thomas Bartel changed my life, changes so many women's lives right here in Madison. He does other procedures as well. So make sure you check him out. I'll put, of course, your link up as I always do. We're on Facebook Live. You are definitely a man who has changed many women and men as well. So we thank you for stopping in here today to share your knowledge.
My pleasure. It's always
and beauty.
Always nice to see you.
Thank you. And speaking of beauty, Janet, thank you so much for being, of course, part of this as you do every single Friday.
Glad to do it, Krista.
All right. There you have it. Once again, Fit and Fabulous with our boy, Dr. Thomas Bartel, the best surgeon out here in Madtown, the only one to go do. It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 James.